So I'm David Ragland from UC Berkeley, and I started my career doing epidemiology and heart disease, as Bill Sterione knows there, and then drifted into road safety, and I now have a center called SafeTrack at UC Berkeley that looks at traffic safety, road safety issues. And I guess this is closely enough related, transportation. So non-emergency medical transportation, a critical component of the U.S. healthcare system. I looked at the entire cohort for this presentation, and as opposed to just seniors, but you'll see where seniors fit in the context of this. Those are the main topics. I did do a cancellation analysis parallel to CARES, but I focused on the entire group. I just have a couple of slides on this. These are some of the reasons uncategorized, CARA categorized them for cancellation. And client canceled, and then client canceled due to health. As Kara pointed out, we're major contributors to this, and you can see the other subcategories. It turns out that cancellation is related to age. I actually don't need both the blue and the red because the blue is just one minus the red. But anyway, depending on how you want to look at it, you can look at either the blue or the red, but they contain the same information. So as you can see, the cancellation rate from 0 to 18 is about 30%, a lot higher, and then goes down with age. So there may be some implications there about services provided to different age groups. Just briefly, about 17% overall, as opposed to the much smaller number for older, for seniors. And no difference by gender, decrease by age. So the cost analysis, first we need the costs in order to be able to look at cost benefit. I mean, that's one of the primary reasons. Of course, we want to know the cost of the service in general to know how much it's going to be to keep the service going and to meet needs that are coming up. But we also want to do cost benefit to find out some insights. And so the cost per mile, I'm going to move this slightly here. We looked at cost for both Oklahoma and Delaware. Just to break things up a little bit, I'm showing Oklahoma here instead of Delaware. But you can see over in the level of service that the costs vary by level of service primarily. And we have ambulatory, stretcher, and wheelchair that Kara was mentioning. And, of course, the cost per mile over in the right-hand side vary quite a bit by the level of service, as you might imagine. If you look at cost per trip and so forth, it's primarily a function of the length of the trip and the level of service. So, for example, we initially compared Oklahoma and Delaware, found that Oklahoma was quite a bit more per trip, and once we got into it, we realized it was a function of the miles per trip. Now, what Ken told me later is that that's also a function of the contract, because I believe that the contract is fairly similar across jurisdictions per mile. So it's not surprising, of course. In fact, you'd expect the rate per mile to be similar. So the overall cost determined by mile and type of service and otherwise cost, at least across the two states that we looked at, are comparable when you control for that. We at one point wanted to do kind of a full-blown longitudinal study, and we didn't have the resources to do that, but what we did do in order to determine the feasibility of a longitudinal study is to try to track individuals across years. So we wanted to get an estimate of the follow-up time available, you know, what kind of follow-up we would need to look at fatality or other outcome. So we took the data from 2006 to 2010, and 34,000 individuals received trips, this is in Delaware, at some point during the time period 2006 to 2010. And we found, first of all, that we were able to track individuals across time periods so that a follow-up study is feasible. However, we did find a fairly high turnover rate, and whether we'd call that loss to follow-up or whatever, we would have to account for that and determine person years for follow-up. So we have that information in case there's an opportunity to do a longitudinal cohort study. Of course, we have people dropping into the cohort, we have people dropping out, and it'll be a little complicated, but entirely doable. Finally, we thought about proposed follow-up research for this based on our findings. One is to estimate the benefits. We know the cost. Now we want to know the benefits. The second is to increase efficiency of the transportation service related to outcome of any MT, to identify current unmet needs, and finally to determine future needs. So to estimate the benefits, we have a couple of methods. One is more straightforward. There is a TCRP report that did cost benefit of any MT for a number of different health conditions. And to determine the benefit, we could take the conditions in our cohort or various cohorts that we might put together and map those against the TCRP results. Second method is to do longitudinal follow-up to determine what happens to people with and without NEMT services. The first method, this is a table, or these are findings from the TCRP report, and we find that they found, and in that report, indicated that the cost benefit or the cost savings really depended on the type of outcome. So for end-stage renal disease, for example, highly cost-effective, for asthma, cost-saving. And for colorectal cancer screening, moderately cost-effective. Now, one would want to look at that report pretty carefully, look at the assumptions and so forth. But what we're proposing here is really just to map this against the conditions in one of our cohorts, and we could calculate at least roughly the cost the benefit, and then we have the cost. So that would be one method. The second would be just a longitudinal follow-up, and we've demonstrated that that's feasible. Kara did mention, and maybe Tom mentioned, that we don't have the database does not have medical records. And if we wanted to get medical records or link to the National Death Index, that would be another step. But that's essentially doable. It's a little larger scale, of course. The second future study, I guess, would be to find ways to increase the efficiency of the NEMT system. We think it's already quite efficient, but by, say, reducing cancellations, facilitating use of transit and other sources, promote companion rider, that would be partly to reduce cancellations and maybe facilitate the trips themselves, there may be ways to increase the efficiency of the system. Given that it's very likely that the need for this kind of service will increase with time, there's some motivation, lots of motivation, to increase efficiency. Identify current unmet needs. We did do some comparisons, very rough comparisons, between people who were Medicare or Medicaid eligible in states compared to the users. And that would be one way of initially looking for unmet needs. Other than that, we would need to do a survey in selected areas to determine people that would need the service, that don't have it, don't know about it, and so on. Obtain samples of Medicaid members from health plan, and we started to explore the feasibility of doing that and conduct survey to determine unmet needs. Finally, to determine future needs. And of course, this is going to be critical as we go into the future with all sorts of discussion that's going to occur around medical care, Medicaid, and so forth. We know, and Tom alluded to this already, that we're going to have dramatic demographic changes coming up fairly quickly. We would be able to take to look at those projections and based on what we now know about the NEMT service to project future needs. This could basically be a demographic type of study that's entirely feasible to do. And I'm not sure, maybe Logistic Care is doing this kind of thing already, I don't know. But I would think this would be something that would be feasible. So I just said it, I guess. Supply demographic, future demographic profiles and projections to what we already know about the service. So, final comments. As mentioned already, currently many people lack transportation, can't drive, no other access. That's certainly going to increase. And we all want to encourage, in fact, as a society, in terms of our caring for individuals, to encourage independence. And there are a number of ways to do this, but certainly NEMT provides a critical element that's going to make this possible. Here are some other comments that are basically reflecting the same idea. So, okay, that's all.